Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 5th of April, recording at 7:32 p.m. British Summer Time. Now, first the highlights in here. Thailand, big upward dynamic. India, another new high, accelerating a bit. And in other developments, strong performance from the major resources markets as well, such as Canada and Australia. Now, bonds a little bit firmer in here today, reacting to a small short-term oversold condition, I suspect. And there is some prior support, chancing my hand a little bit by shorting gilts in here, but you'll be able to read about that in the report. Now, elsewhere, dollar softer here today. This is very, very interesting. And precious metals, well, it was a day of pretty much sort of choppy action for the precious metals, and then closing on the higher side of the day as the dollar did weaken. Gold pretty good overall, 587.48 as I speak. And energy stronger. That's been weaker earlier in the week on Monday and Tuesday. And copper blasting, nickel blasting on the upside. Very impressive. Okay, stock markets. Bottom line, bulls are still in charge. I think it's risky territory here, but, you know, maybe I'm jumping at shadows. Some people think I am. I won't need to review all the factors that do concern me in here, but more importantly, these markets are still reaffirming uptrends more often than not. So this is not a case of jumping out of a plane and pulling the parachute. Some of the Fuller Money positions, well, they're my positions, but I know some of them are tracked by people, and red hot performance in here on the investment side. The mining shares just roaring. This nickel is predictable in my view, and it is extremely bullish for Inco, but the analysts and the market and the investors maybe, and Inco rather touched a new high in here today, but it's still lagging, and I think it has explosive upside potential, but that may not occur until this Inco Falcon Bridge merger is consummated. It's a friendly merger, but you know it hasn't happened yet, and so that uncertainty may be deterring some demand. But I think the share has huge upside potential, if not this year, certainly over 2007, 2008. But I wouldn't be at all surprised, given what other mining shares are doing, if it came sooner rather than later. Remember now, I hold a slug of that in a spread bet position. So I am talking my view, but I think it's backed by the facts here. Okay. Now, government bonds, maybe we see a little bit of a technical rally in here. The euro bonds were down, but the others were, as I say, were slightly steadier. But in my view, they're a sell on any rally, and particularly while stock markets are strong and people are talking about the synchronized global economic recovery, that will put upward pressure on interest rates for sure. Dollar, this is potentially very important. We've all been looking for this. Well, most of us have, at any rate, a weaker dollar. It may be commencing a little sooner. I mean, we did have the peak in November, but this latest move may be a little early. Can't be sure about that, but it's certainly one worth playing, and I'm playing it both through being short the dollar and also long the long the metals here. Well, I'm pretty heavily long gold, and I've got a quite a reasonable copper position. Now, I've got the dollar short against the Swissie and the euro, and I've been kind of looking at that New Zealand dollar and talking about it a little bit. And I may well go in and take a little short-term trade in that, but that's not the investment currency trade. That's the more speculative currency trade, mainly by virtue of the fact that the New Zealand Central Bank was so determined to get the currency down. But maybe they'll ease up a little bit here and won't object to a technical rally. But it is speculative. And what else to mention in here? These metal prices. Is somebody in trouble with copper? Well, hey, I don't want to start unsubstantiated rumors here, but that trend is beginning to accelerate. That's the most profitable part of the move, but it's also unsustainable beyond the short term, so I will jam stops up. I raise them today, but not all that much, not as much as the gain, and I will almost certainly tighten in here again tomorrow. And exciting stuff, isn't it? And I think that's pretty well it. I'm off to dinner. All the best.